Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? So in this video, I'm going to teach you my top SEO mistakes so that you can avoid the same mistakes I've made in the past and so that you can get better rankings faster. Now, the best way to learn SEO, honestly, from my own experience, is to learn from others, to ask other people questions, to see where they failed so that you can avoid making the same mistakes as well. Because when it comes to ranking your website, things can go easily wrong, okay? If you're not sure what you're doing, if you've never done this before, maybe you don't have that much experience with SEO, it can be so easy to make some very obvious mistakes to other people that you don't even realize you're doing yourself. So the first SEO mistake that I've made, and one of the most important ones, was writing the wrong type of content for the particular keyword that I was trying to rank for, okay? And what I mean by this is when I was producing blogs or articles for my website, I would never look at what other people are searching for when it comes to this keyword. What's the search intent of that keyword? What sort of questions and answers are they seeking with the keyword they're typing into Google? And if you don't understand that before you write in the content, then you will waste a lot of time because you'll be creating content that the audience is looking for. And then the problem is that if Google recognizes that your content doesn't answer all of the problems the user on Google is searching for, then chances are Google isn't going to rank your content, or you're never going to get to number one. For example, right? If let's say you're looking at the keyword best dog food, and you just write an article on why your particular product is the best dog food in the world without looking at the pros and cons, without reviewing any other products, without looking at what your competitors are producing to rank number one already, then you're going to make a massive mistake in terms of not creating the content that matches the search intent of a keyword. And if people are looking for product comparisons, product reviews, and you just write an article that doesn't really match that, then Google's not going to rank your content. And even if Google does, when people type in the keyword and they click on your website, they're just going to bounce straight off because that's not the answer they were looking for. So always check the search intent before you create a particular piece of content. And always check, like, right, what are my competitors producing right now to rank on the first page of Google for this particular keyword? For example, what's the word count like? What sort of keywords are they including? What sort of headers have they got on the page? What sort of FAQs are they answering? And basically tick off all the things your competitors are doing right now and reverse engineer their success so that you can write an even better piece of content. Now, you can easily do this with a tool like Phrase.io, Surfer SEO. I've covered videos in the past, so check those out on these particular tools because they will save you a lot of time. The second biggest mistake is publishing content and praying that it's going to rank without building any backlinks. Okay, if you're not building backlinks to your content, then chances are it's not going to rank, especially nowadays when there's so much competition on Google. In fact, if you don't build backlinks, you're probably going to be like 91% of websites on the internet that get zero traffic from SEO. I mean, Ahrefs did a case study on this, and they found that in a case study of over 1 billion websites, 90% of them don't get traffic from SEO. All the content they've produced, all the hard work, time, and energy spent on creating that content is wasted because these websites aren't getting any traffic from Google as they're not building links to their website. Now, if you're not sure what backlinks are, basically it's a clickable text from one website to another. And the way Google's algorithm works when it comes to SEO is kind of like a voting system. So the more backlinks you get, aka votes, the higher you're gonna rank on Google if you get the quality and relevance right too. Now, it's pretty simplified, but that's basically the way that Google's algorithm works. If you're not building links, you won't rank in 99% of the cases. So it's really important here that you don't just spend time on creating content, but you actually spend a lot of time promoting it and building backlinks to it too. In fact, what I would say is that you spend maybe 20% of your time creating the content, writing the article, making it the best it can possibly be. But then once you've published it, spend 80% of your time promoting the content. Try and get people to link to it. Try and get people to mention it on their website. Maybe even do some guest blogs linking back to that piece of content that you've produced. And the game's not really just about producing massive amounts of content. You need the backlinks to back it up too. So you could have 100 articles, but if you're not building links to any of them, then chances are they're not going to rank and you've wasted all that time and energy on content. Whereas if you produce like 10 articles, but you build backlinks to all of them and they're focused on low competition keywords, then boom, you're going to get a hell of a lot more traffic than if you had 100 articles with no backlinks. So links are seriously the most important ranking factor when it comes to SEO, and that's why I recommend it so much. And that's why clients hire us so often as a link building agency, because we build backlinks that actually increase our clients' rankings and help them get to the number one spot on Google. Now, before you do any of this, another mistake that I see so many website owners do is they don't really understand what keywords and topics they should be targeting for their content, right? So before you've created the content, before you've even built any backlinks, you should spend some time doing your keyword research and focusing on low competition, high volume keywords with a decent amount of clicks. If you don't do your keyword research, then you're kind of like blindly guessing, like, okay, what is gonna rank? What are people searching for? And if you don't understand properly what people are searching for on Google before you create content, it's a massive issue because you're just kind of guessing. There's no science to it. There's no understanding or research of your customer and your target audience. And that's why I mentioned in my recent video about buyer personas, why you have to understand your target market first before you can rank number one on Google. You have to understand, okay, what are they looking for? What problems do they have? What are they commonly typing into Google to find the answers to the problems they have? Because if you can help them, then you're only going to get more sales, more leads, more traffic to your website. So how do you do keyword research? Well, check out my other tutorials on keyword research. I've produced loads of them. You can check them out on YouTube. They're free and they'll teach you step by step exactly how to get keywords at low competition, high volume, and that you can realistically rank for. Because the thing is as well, when it comes to SEO, not all keywords are equal, okay? So there's gonna be some keywords that you actually just can't rank for. It's almost impossible, right? Because there's too much competition, because it's too difficult to rank for that keyword, because maybe it's not got a lot of business value, and therefore, even if you ranked for that keyword, you wouldn't get traffic that would convert into sales. So keyword research is a major step when it comes to SEO and ranking your website. So thanks for watching, guys. I hope this video helped you and you now know the top three SEO mistakes that you should avoid in 2021. It's really important to get these right because seriously, if you get your keyword research right, if you're building the right types of backlinks, if you're making sure that you create content that's actually tailored to the types of problems that your customers have, you will save a lot of time, a lot of energy, and you'll see much better results with search engine optimization. So make sure you avoid these mistakes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.